This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Hugh Lee. First name is Hugh, H-I-E-U. Last name is Lee, L-E, Lee. Date of birth, 12-10-1979. This letter is being written to Dr. Let's see here. Van Angiofam. This letter is being written to Dr. Van. First name is Van. Middle name Angia. N-G-A. Last name is Fam. Van Angiofam. Address 1569 Lexan Avenue, Suite 112. San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-532-0105. Fax number 408-532-0106. Dear Dr. Okay, let's see here. Dear Dr. Van, V-A-N, N-G-O, Dear Dr. Van, N-G-O, Fam, V-A-N, N-G-A, P-H-A-M, thank you for asking me to see this 42-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Hien, H-I-E-U, Hugh, came to our office on 11-9-2022 with history of episodes of angioedema, period. He start on sometimes in September of this year. He had early morning low grade angioedema of lips, but period, there was no history of any tongue swelling, throat tightness, coughing, wheezing, vomiting, diarrhea, or any other symptoms to suggest anaphylaxis, period. He took some tablets and felt better, period. There were no unusual foods eaten prior to occurrence of this episode on September, period. He took some allergy pill and that was effective. He had similar episode on October 27th while at work in a saloon shop, and he experienced some swelling of lips, both upper and lower, and possibly his eyes, period. There was no vomiting. There was no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, wheezing, coughing, throat tightness, or anything else to suggest, or any rashes, period. There was nothing to suggest any anaphylaxis, period. There was no obvious foods that he can think about being the cause of this problem, but certainly food, but he's quite concerned about food allergies, period. There are no new medications and no history of any recent infections, period. He was given EpiPen, and but it doesn't have to be used, period. He was given some medications, including a small amount, including oral prednisone and some allergy tablets, and that resulted in significant improvement, period. I was able to look at, there is history of some rashes that are quite sporadic, period. I was able to review some pictures of rashes and low-grade swelling on cell phone, period. Overall, he has been in decent health, period. and new paragraph, some lab work was obtained in urgent care and it does not show any significant problem that would might indicate a possibility of anaphylaxis, period. Said rate is 22, which is mildly elevated, period. I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. We recommended some more lab testing plus allergy testing, and he did not make any appointment, and we left a message, and hopefully we can get to see him back and finish the workup and recommend appropriate treatment, period. I'm hopeful that he's doing quite well, period. My final diagnosis is mild dermatographism, which number two, history of two episodes of urticaria and low-grade angioedema, period. He certainly can use any antihistamine like Claritin or Allegra or Zyrtec for these episodes. Number two, EpiPen may be appropriate if there are anything, if there's anything to suggest anaphylaxis. Certainly, you could go over the use of EpiPen with him, or he can come here and I can discuss in greater detail the appropriate indication and use of EpiPen. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient Hugh Liu, first name H-I-E-U, last name is Lee. Hugh Lee, L-E is the last name. Thank you.